Joining us now in person is Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, as the Honda is in year number three here at its new venue, PGA National Resort and Spa. Ken, good morning to you. Happy final round Sunday.
Good morning, guys. You bring a pillow with you to this interview?
Yeah, really.
It was a bright and early wake-up call this morning at 6 o'clock, which was really 5 o'clock as we sprung forward. But I think we're good now. Pat, you've woken up in the last half hour, haven't you?
I do my best work as sleeper, so.
You're looking good, Pat.
Well, Ken, this field, going into the week of events earlier in the week, the field had a phenomenal grouping of players. 10 of the top 30 players in the world rankings were here. Most of those players, save for Camilo Villegas, made the cut. And today we've got Ernie Els in action, Sergio Garcia in action, as well as Justin Leonard and Robert Allenby and Mark Calcavecchia. Some younger guys near the top of the leaderboard, Y.E. Yang and Jeff Clouck and Jeff Overton. But after three rounds of play, you got to be thrilled at how it's gone.
Oh, we can't be happier. I mean, the crowds that have been out here have been phenomenal. We doubled our crowd on Thursday. Yesterday's attendance was, we don't have the final figures, but it was there were a lot of people. I mean, as you know, Tim Rosefort said earlier, I mean, it has the feel of a major out here. There were large galleries. There were roars when guys were making birdies. There weren't many birdies, but there were roars. And we can't be happier. And I think today's going to be very, very exciting. I know we have some guys that haven't won on the top of the board right now, but we'll see what happens. It comes down to that bear trap. I mean, you could have a 3-4-shot lead going into the bear trap, and you can come out the other side 2-3 behind. So
it's pretty much where Mark Calcavecchia lost the tournament last year.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, that is, like Jack says, that's where it's likely to be decided. Hey, Ken, I know you probably wait a couple weeks till after this is over to do some post-analysis of what went right, what went wrong, and then evaluate that for next year. But preliminarily, what do you think has gone right so far with this year? Anything you got to tweak for next year? Have you started thinking about stuff already for right and wrong for next year?
Yeah, we have. I was actually out at the bear trap yesterday just eyeballing a few things. We're depending on what we can do from an economic situation, is we want to enlarge the bear trap. That's really become a party scene out there. I overheard somebody yesterday say that they were out there for 6 hours. And you can imagine the guy wasn't speaking too coherently towards the end of the day, but he said he's got to find out who's leading because he's got to go home and tell his wife he was actually watching golf, not sitting in the bear trap for 6 hours. But it's, there are a lot of things that we've done right. There's some things that we need to improve on, no doubt about it. We want to continue to make this a great experience for the people that come out here. And it's not easy going to a parking lot and hopping into a bus and then walking and but that's pretty much what championship golf is today, as you know.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, broadcasting live this morning from PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens. Final round of the 2009 Honda Classic is underway. And joining us in person, Ken Kennerly, executive director of the Honda Classic. Ken, yesterday was family day here at the Honda Classic, sponsored by Tire Kingdom Yokohama. You had the fireworks spectacular. You had the dance party, the Radio Disney dance party on the Honda Pavilion. And you also gave out these awesome oversized golf balls. And I saw kids all over the course walking around with them and Sharpies getting autographs. How did Kids Day go yesterday?
It was phenomenal. There must have been 200 or 300 kids out here, especially towards the evening. It was unbelievable. I saw a lot more of those golf balls than I really thought. I thought, it's a great concept, but I did hear one dad say that he had to carry the ball around with him all day, of course, because a little guy wouldn't want to carry it. But it was just a great promotion, and we can't be thankful enough for Tire Kingdom and Yokohama Tire for what they do for us.
Ken, from a actual tournament standpoint, it looks like for the third year in a row, probably 5-6 under is going to win this thing, which is, again, more indicative of a championship-type winning score than, your run-of-the-mill PGA Tour event, which can be, 15, 16, 17 under. Have you gotten any feedback from the PGA Tour? Are they happy with the format, with the scores, whatever? I mean, do they want the course set up easier? Do they anything like that? Do you hear anything from them?
Pat, the only thing I have not really heard but seen is, we've talked a little bit about how the rough is not as brutal this year. The tour, from what I'm hearing across the board, is trying to cut the rough down a little bit. I know in Tampa in a couple weeks the rough will be down about 2.5 inches like ours is, which to me would seem like maybe they're trying to get more birdies out here. At the end of the day, birdies sell on TV. We want championship golf. As Jack Nicklaus and Tiger and all the people that have played this game at a high level, they prefer the harder golf courses. The cream always rises to the top, no doubt about it. But from a player standpoint, they absolutely love this golf course. I stood by the door in the clubhouse when they were leaving after the players missed the cut. It's obviously when they miss the cut, normally they're not that happy, and I want to try to diffuse anything that I have to. these guys are raving. They said, I just didn't play well. This course is extremely fair. A couple of players said it's the best golf course on the tour. You know, and those are just tremendous accolades for PGA National and for the Champion Course and, of course, for what Jack's done. And also, let's remember, Jack goes through shot leg after every tournament with his staff and then starts making some tweaks. Hmm. You know, he did a walkthrough a couple of weeks ago, and Jim Hinckley from Century Golf, the owners of the property, said that there are going to be, you know, a few other tweaks that Jack wants to make. And then following this event, he'll do the same thing. So, phenomenal golf course, and we can't be happier.
Final round today. It's already underway. 8:30 tee time, already off hole number one. 8:39 grouping of Chris Riley and Bart Bryant just went off. Leaders will be going off this afternoon around 1 o'clock. Robert Allenby, Will McKenzie in the mix, Mark Calcavecchia, Brett Quigley, Charlie Wee, Jeff Overton, Jeff Clouk, Y.E. Yang. It's going to be a phenomenal day. Don't forget, you still have a chance to get out here if you'd like. 866-8-HONDA-8 is the phone number. You can log on to thehondaclassic.com, 866-8-HONDA-8, or log on to thehondaclassic.com. Ken Kennerly, the executive director of the Honda Classic, thanks so much for joining us, Ken. As always, good luck today in the final round.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate all the support.
Thanks, Ken. Don't change your thing with this setup. I like hard golf. That's what I want to see.
It's fabulous.